The following is a Vyasa Puja address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on October 30th, 2010, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, thank you very much for assembling here today on the occasion of Vyasa Puja. So, what is the meaning of this Vyasa Puja? Vyasa Puja means to worship Srila Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of God. Either directly or through the medium of his representative, the spiritual master. It is not an ordinary activity. This activity of Vyasa Puja elevates us into the spiritual world. One cannot approach God directly. But according to the Adi Purana, we worship God by worshiping the representative of God. So it's not that the spiritual master wants to be worshipped like some materialistic person. But it is his duty to accept worship for the benefit of the disciples. Because Krishna will not accept our devotion unless we worship his devotee. This is stated by the Lord in the Adi Purana. Yeme bhakta jana parata na me bhaktas tate janaha mad bhaktanam chiye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So the spiritual master, therefore, is obliged to allow people to become his devotees. So that they can become Krishna conscious. Just as the spiritual master's spiritual master allowed him to worship and allowed his disciple to worship him, similarly the spiritual master allows his disciples to worship him. So, it's not that we worship the spiritual master only one day out of the year. The spiritual master has two forms. He's present in the form of his physical body, that's called Vapu. And he's also present in the form of his instructions, that's called Vani. So, we are meant to worship the spiritual master in both forms, Vani and Vapu. The Vapu, we have, especially one day out of the year of Vyasa Puja, we worship the Vapu with great enthusiasm and pomp. And the rest of the year, we worship the order of the spiritual master, Vani Seva. Guru Vani Puja. In other words, the disciple does Guru Puja at every minute. Because he always meditates on the orders he received from his spiritual master. That can be personal instructions given directly by the spiritual master to the disciple. Or it can be general instructions given in lectures. In either case, it is just as real and it's just as personal.
Bet kuriuo atveju šitie du nurodymai yra labai svarbus.
So anyone who wants to become a disciple, all they have to do is hear the instructions of the spiritual master.
Tad tas, kuris nori tapti mokiniu, jisai turi girdėti mokytojo nurodymus.
And then follow those instructions. It's a simple thing.
Ir tuomet juos sekti. Tai yra taip paprasta.
By doing that, you automatically become disciple.
Ir sekdami jais, mes automatiškai tampame mokiniais.
And then in due course of time, one can become initiated.
Ir laiko eigoje žmogus gali būti inicijuotas.
Once you have proven that you can actually faithfully follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
Mokinys turi įrodyti, kad jis tikrai gali sekti dvasinį mokytoją.
An outsider may say, well, why do you want to do all this? Why not just, you know, eat, sleep, and drink, and be merry? I mean, why's all this thing about guru and, you know, scriptures and all? Why even bother with all this? Just make money and enjoy. I mean, why do you want to do this? We have a very good reason for doing this. Because this body we have is mortal. That means whatever enjoyment we may try to squeeze out of this body, it is doomed to failure ultimately. Do you want to be a failure? Or do you want to be successful? If you want to be successful, then you better not base your happiness on this material body. As it is sometimes said, castles made of sand are washed into the sea. So if you base your happiness on a castle made of sand, the waves of time will come in and your castle will be finished. Therefore, the sane person does not base their happiness on a mortal body. They go within to connect with the actual self which is sitting inside of the body. This is called in Sanskrit language Atma. They connect with the actual self, the Atma within, through the process known as transcendental meditation on the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If one regularly chants this mantra, then they will transcend the false identification with matter. And they will awaken in their spiritual identity. Just like those miners who were trapped a half a mile below the earth's surface in Chile. It was such a liberating feeling when they came up the tube and they were back on the surface of the earth again. So right now we are down, we are trapped in the cave of bodily consciousness.
Dabar mes esame įkalinti gilioje oloje kūniškos sampratos.
But this transcendental tube, the Hare Krishna mantra, will deliver us to the spiritual existence. You simply have to chant with faith and with love. And if you will do that, you will awaken in the spiritual sky. You will actually meet God face to face. You will become a personal associate of God Himself. So there's a great benefit for worshipping the spiritual master. You can say goodbye to misery and hello to Krishna. You can finish all of your suffering that you've gone through millions and millions of lifetimes. You can finish it. Why should I suffer anymore? I'm tired of suffering. I want out of this suffering condition. Through worshipping Guru, you become liberated. Even while you're still within this material body, by worshipping Guru, you become a liberated soul. Even you may appear to be an ordinary conditioned soul of this world, going to school, going to work, running a business. By serving the spiritual master, you become a liberated soul, even within this body. So, this is a very important occasion, Vyasa Puja. And I appreciate very much you all have assembled here today. We have devotees from other countries also have come, from Denmark, from Russia, from Estonia, from Latvia, even from the USA. Labangalatika, she's from the USA, she has come. So, devotees are coming from so many places, I'm so much appreciating this. Bulgaria also, yes. Sarvabhauma Das has come from Bulgaria, so. Very much appreciate you all of you come today to this place. So now we'll continue with the transcendental festivities. And through this Vyasa Puja, we will become closer and closer and closer to Krishna. Thank you very much. Achu Labai. Hare Krishna.